Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time. 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Good week of shows, man. Today, weeks are flying by. So it's a good sign, because you know this is kind of that, the next couple of months of Omaha Sports Talk Radio can be challenging, right? Because you're kind of like, you're in that sports purgatory of like basketball, you know, there's no college basketball, there's no, spring football's done. You know, it's still a little early to get totally ramped up for Husker football. So it's always good to me whenever I feel like times are flying by during this time of the year. A couple of emails I want to tackle here. Brian emails in. Said Delaney's mission has to be making money, because the more money all his schools have, the more competitive they can be in hiring coaching staffs that will help the schools get to their mission of winning national championships. It's a great point. I think first of all, money's not everything, but money solves a lot, especially in business, right? You know, in baseball, just because there is no salary cap, it doesn't necessarily mean that the teams, you know, the Yankees win every year. But more often than not, the Yankees can go sign all the top people. And that gives them the best chance to probably win, right? That's kind of how it goes. That is kind of how it goes. Bounce around here. One of the things that is... that I thought, and it was sparked from a great question from Gary yesterday, is getting out of the vicious cycle of having a referendum on a coach after every single game. And it feels like Nebraska has been in that perpetual cycle over the course of the last 10 years, where seemingly after every single football game, there's an enormous state of the union that needs to be had about whether or not the coach is the right guy or the wrong guy for the job. Goes for basketball and football. In the last couple of years under Miles, it felt like after every win or every loss, there had to be this big, giant conversation of, is he the guy? Is it the right move? Should he stay? Should he go? I want him to go. Like, every game. And I know from experience of hosting Big Red Overreaction that over the years of Riley and Pelini, like, every single game, inevitably, you know, here's how every Big Red Overreaction would start. You start by talking about the individual plays of the game. You know, like, oh, the third quarter was big. How about the touchdown pass? What about the fumble? What about this? What about you start with that, right? And then slowly by the, you know, 45-minute mark, hour mark, you're starting to have the big conversation of, well, I think this guy's got to be fired. He's got to go. Or if you think this guy should be fired, you're crazy. Like, inevitably, that's where every single Big Red Overreaction show would go. All the time, when it was Riley, and at the end of both, that's how it would go. But now it's nice to have Hoiberg and Frost, because I don't think you're going to have these big picture referendum State of the Union conversations about the coach after every single game. And Adam emails in and says, I've always thought when Nebraska finally hired a good football coach that Big Red Overreaction would die a slow death. That's funny. I think there'll always be a place for Big Red Overreaction, real, hard-hitting, instant takes on what happened in the game. But I mean, I think it's just going to take on a different feel. It'll still be great. It's just going to take on a different feel. But let's be honest, a big part of a bigger reaction under Riley and all this, it was like tuning in to see how, you know, for that conversation, right? Because that's kind of how it was. Big Red Overreaction was there to serve the elephant in the room, and that was people want to kind of have those big picture referendum on the head coach conversations, you know? But now I can tell you from hosting Big Red Overreaction last year, I mean, there was zero of that. We're not feeling any phone calls that Frost has got to go. What? No way. So it's kind of nice to get out of that cycle, though, because it's an unhealthy place to be in. Just constant big picture State of the Union conversations on the coach of every single game. Ugh. All right, make sure you go check out any segments you missed. 1620zone.com, 1620zone mobile app. Brian Christopherson, Danny Woodhead both stopped by. All of our interviews and segments throughout the week are right there for you to consume.
Right there.
We'll have Monday, Schaaf, Vers, recap the weekend it was. Thrones will be over. How about that? Game of Thrones will be done. Hopefully they find a way to save it. Who knows, though? We'll try to save everything here by getting you set for Unsportsmanlike Conduct with a little crossover action next.